Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
The Wake Up Zone on 104.5 The Zone, 8:17 the time. We're powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alongside Blaine Bishop, Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. I'm Kevin Ingram. Mark's out this morning. Vanderbilt plays Louisville tonight. College World Series. Commodores have to win one out of two, either tonight or tomorrow, and get to the championship series next week. We're joined by head coach Tim Corbin. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kevin.
Do you stay with your kind of usual setup in the rotation with Mason Hickman tonight against Louisville, I assume?
Yeah, we'll stay that way. I think that was the luxury of developing four pitchers during the course of the year, because you get in this environment, it could certainly happen, and we're going to end up going with Hickman and then kind of go from there.
I thought a key play in the win against Mississippi State was Phillip Clark's stop of the pitch in the dirt that saved a run. How important did you see that being, really, in a spot where it seemed like, you know, State was starting to get momentum there?
Yeah, I think that what you said is true. We just had to kill momentum. There were certain times during the course of that game where you could see them start to build momentum through reaching base awkwardly, the one ball that got by Julian, and then the hit by pitch. But, you know, certain plays like that, whether it was that stop, whether it was Harry Ray's catch, it beat second base. There were certain moments where we just kind of choked off the inning, and they've been so good at being able to come back, and we were able to stop that.
What impressed you about the way Rocker came back and pitched well again, you know, especially after all the attention for the no-hitter?
Getting through the first inning. I think once he got through the first inning, then he seemed to settle in, but he's just such an impressive kid because his ability to move forward, his ability just to get in this environment, and then I think after the flare hit by Mangum to lead off and then the hit by pitch, you know, you're looking at first and second, one out, and him being able to settle down, throw a strike, and charge the zone, get the strikeout, get the fly out, and then pitch deep into the ball game. I think he started to feel much like himself after that inning, and he certainly gave us a great chance to win.
What is it about Stephen Scott that his home runs always seem like they come in important spots? And what that was the case again in that game against Mississippi State.
Just older, experienced, has sat in those situations for a while, and, you know, learning how to, you know, control his adrenaline and control those moments and not try to do too much. I think when you're a younger guy that has the type of strength that Stephen has, sometimes you'll overswing and recruit power in those moments, but he seemed to settle in and just kind of strike the ball with short jabs. And because of that, he's done damage in certain situations, like you mentioned, that have been very big for us.
Vanderbilt coach Tim Corbin is our guest. Vandy plays Louisville tonight in the College World Series.
Well, Coach, this may be a weird question, but I have to ask you, you know, you're just talking about, you know, the home runs. How do you as a coach view winning games here recently, just really with the home run ball, when in reality is there's going to be games where that's not going to happen?
True, and that's something that we talk a lot about to the guys, because we've been fortunate first two games with Martin and Scott, but, you know, building offense really isn't about home runs. And facing Plumlee the other night with Mississippi State, we knew that we weren't probably going to be able to get off to the pole side and drive the ball. We had to take our singles and be satisfied with that. And we built some innings. We just never could really drive a ball, you know, the other way and get the hit we needed. But in saying that too, you know, the familiarity with teams we played before puts them in situations where they take away hits and we take away their hits. Mm. And we did have several balls that were hit really, really hard, but they were positioned so well just because they played us before. And we did the same thing to them. I mentioned Harry Ray's catch of Tanner Allen's line drive. And, you know, if that's another team, we might not be playing there. So I think it's just very difficult to score runs against teams here, especially teams that you've played before.
Yes, you know, especially with familiarity. But with the way Rocker, I know he's not pitching tonight, his breaking ball and his slider, I mean, it seems like it's really hard to hit playing off the fastball. I guess, has he improved? Can we say that throughout this season to become who he is today? Or was that how he looked in the beginning of the season when nobody was really paying a lot of attention to it?
No, he's improved a lot. I mean, you could tell we had a special kid, I think, towards the end of the fall because of how professional he was about going about what he was doing. But, you know, he only lasted an inning and a third in his first start. And he moved so quickly from that. And then during the course of the year, I think the part that I've seen is, to your point, is the breaking ball. I think that the evolution of the breaking ball, has he had one? He's had one. Has it had the kind of depth and spin that this one has? No. I mean, I think in time he's developed it, but he's one of those kids that I remember saying something to Brownie in October, and we were down in the pitching lab. I was watching them go through their activation, getting their arm going and so on. And I just said, now, how's this guy coming? And I was pointing at Kumar, and he said, he's got a long way to go, but when he does, he's going to be really special. And I just remember him saying that. And, you know, the reasoning was because he did so much on his own to get himself in a good place. And I think everything that you're seeing is kind of an accumulation of efforts of Kumar just staying very located on what he's supposed to do.
Yeah. You're talking to, I'm about to explain my whole story here. You're talking to a young Blaine Bishop in high school playing high school baseball. And the reason why I'm no longer playing is because I couldn't hit a slider or a sinker. So please explain to me and to all the kids that are in high school, what is the process of going about trying to hit one?
I'll tell you what the process of hitting one is don't swing at the ones that you can't hit. And I think, you know, I think the biggest thing about a breaking ball is being able to see it first. Because I think when, you know, especially in college, it's more about understanding the strike zone. And if you start understanding the strike zone, then breaking balls, they don't become easier to hit, but the ones that are mistakes become easier because they're closer to your eyes. Mm. You know, Kumar Rocker or, and you know, Sonny Gray or any guy that we've had inside the program that threw a special breaking pitch, you're just not going to hit it. I mean, you're not going to hit it, but you have to look at a lot of those breaking balls and say, okay, how many of those are actually strikes? And I think once you start to understand the strike zone, then you start to understand, okay, I can't hit that, so I'm not even going to offer at it. I'm going to try to get his next best pitch, which is a fastball. But I think when you saw the Duke game, the thing that they were saying is you couldn't tell it was a breaking ball. It came out of the same tunnel. And when you hear those words, those very effective words, because when the fastball and breaking ball look the same as they approach the hitter, I don't care who you are. I mean, God has trouble hitting that pitch, and he knows what's coming. So
nice.
Yeah. Tough.
Coach Jim Corbin is our guest. Is playing in that College World Series sort of an awkward schedule? You have a lot of times, you know, a lot of time between games, you know, for a lot of it, and a rain out thrown in here in the middle of the week. Is it kind of hard to get into that rhythm that you're sort of used to during a lot of the season?
If you win, yeah, because you know, you've got extra time. But the kind of rain helped us a little bit because it punched our game back. So we've just been playing with days off in between. But a team like Michigan, they've had 3 days off consecutively because they won their bracket so early on Monday. Or they didn't win it. They just got in the winner's bracket. So now they're playing Texas Tech this afternoon, but we've got rain again. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, you got to navigate free time. I think just keeping people in routine is the most important thing. That's the thing I told the team. I said, whatever routine we're in Nashville, we're going to keep it here. We're not going to change, you know, in terms of sleeping patterns, how we get up, how we live, because I think if you get outside of routine, then it feels different, and I didn't want to do that for the kids.
When you think about all the time you've spent in Omaha over the last few years, I mean, do you know all the spots in that city now after a few trips out there?
Yeah, you know all the eating spots, and you know, you tell the kids where to go and so on, and we're at the Hilton, so we're right across the street from the stadium. We're in a very good location, but yeah, there's great spots to eat around here, and certainly the people are about as friendly as anywhere on the planet.
Well, looking forward to tonight. Tim, thank you for the time. Good luck this evening.
Yeah, thank you both always.
All right, we'll see you later. Vanderbilt head coach Tim Corbin, his team plays tonight in the College World Series against Louisville. Second time they've played the Cardinals in a matter of days. They beat them back on Sunday 3-1, but if they can win one more here, they'll play in the championship series starting on Monday out at TD Ameritrade Park.